Hi, everybody. I'm Steve. This is Jazz Oasis, and our program starts this week with Tad Dameron.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tad Dameron and crew, sort of easing us into this week's program. That's a piece called Boulabaisse on the Fountain Blue package on Prestige from March 1956. In addition to Tad Dameron on piano, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Henry Coker trombone, Cecil Payne baritone sax, Joe Alexander tenor, Sahib Shahab on alto, John Simmons bass, and Shadow Wilson on the drums. Again, it was called Boulabaisse, and it gets us started on this week's edition of Jazz Oasis. From the sound of Tad Dameron, let's listen as Paul Desmond and Jerry Mulligan team together.
Thank you. Thank you.
From the package, Everybody Digs Bill Evans. What a great title. There's Bill and Young and Foolish from December 1958. Bill Evans, piano, Sam Jones, bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums. It rounds out an extended set. We started with Paul Desmond and Jerry Mulligan teamed together. Title track of the package, Two of a Mind. That was from August 1962 with Paul Desmond on alto, Jerry Mulligan on baritone, Joe Benjamin bass, and Mel Lewis on the drums. That was on the Bluebird label. Then baritone sax man Leo Parker and Blue Leo from September 1961. This was off a package on the Blue Note label, Let Me Tell You About It, with Leo Parker on baritone, John Burke's trumpet, Bill Swindell tenor, Yusuf Salim on piano, Stan Conover on bass, and Pernell Rice on the drums. Then we had Stan Getz and Jerry Mulligan team together. Getz meets Mulligan on the Verve label. This Scrapple from the Apple from October 1957. Lou Levy piano, Ray Brown bass, Stan Levy on the drums. And that brought us around to Bill Evans. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and this next set begins with Harold Land. Thank you. Cal Jader from May of 1956, The Night We Called It a Day. Cal Jader Quartet was the name of the package, with Cal on the vibes, Gerald Wiggins piano, Gene Wright bass, Bill Douglas on the drums. Before that, little tenor organ action, Sonny Stitt and brother Jack McDuff teamed up February 1962, time after time on the Prestige label. Sonny Stitt meets brother Jack McDuff. Brother Jack on the organ, Eddie Deal guitar, Art Taylor drums. Before that, we listened to Al Hibbler, small band recording on the Mercer label from October of 1950, his rendition of Cherry. Mercer Ellington on the mellophone, Benny Carter alto, Harry Carney baritone, Billy Strayhorn piano, Dave Barber guitar, Wendell Marshall on bass, and Charlie Smith on the drums. And we began that set with Harold Land. This from May of 1960 off the West Coast Blues package on the Jazzland label. Terrain was the name of the tune, with Harold Land on tenor, Joe Gordon trumpet, Wes Montgomery on guitar, Barry Harris piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Lewis Hayes on the drums. This is Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. We're just about through for this week, but to take us on out of the hour, let's call on Lee Morgan. We'll go back to November 1956 with a package on the Savoy label called Introducing Lee Morgan. This is what he calls nostalgia. Mm-hmm.